שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחדר.
Hello and thanks for being with us here in A New Life, the educational series with Rav Lightman. Hello Rav Lightman. Hello Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And our discussion today will be about me and the society. We are social beings and our relations with people around us at home, the place where we work, the place where we live, define the level in which we will feel joy, or God forbid, a lack of joy. We would like to improve our life here in order to improve the relations around us, and we would like to look at a very special angle in our life as human beings, which accompanies us throughout our lives. Our participation as individuals in a group. Throughout our life, we go through different groups, and we want to see how this works, because we want to improve our lives. Tal, why don't you enter us into it? Yes, and I would like to add also that lately we're talking about this need of ours in instruction and direction. All kinds of methods will help us empower ourselves to bring us to joy and satisfaction. And throughout all these methods, we talked about a certain upper roof method that will help us. And we said that the next generation of psychology is an integral approach. We talked that the main instrument in this is the integral group. So we want to understand why the group is the main vessel for coming to happiness and to good. And like Oren said, all in all, group is something that's known to us from the very moment we were born. We were born into a group, into our family. Then we go to kindergarten, then we're in a group. Also in school, there's what we call the group of equals, those we grow up with. Also afternoons, after school, later in the military, and so on. And new residences that we move through always bring us new groups. So our life is through different making and breaking of groups that we go through and that accompany us throughout life. So first of all, we would like to understand, what is this concept of group? Why is it so central in our lives and essential to us? I wouldn't call all sorts of these unifications or connections, connection you can say, or unifications that you could say that these are groups. In my eyes, a group is something completely different. A group is when people long to be as one force, which doesn't have negated, contradictive streams, in that they all want to come to be above all the resistances and contradictions between them, as this group has a purpose, a special goal, an exalted goal, not in the framework of this world. For then we have all sorts of consortiums or connections between industrialists or unions of different types, organizations. This kind of combination and such groups in industry and trade and all kinds of things like that. I don't call that a group. And if so, it's not what I call a group. I call it for something that's beyond that. If we're talking about an integral group, this word integral raises the concept of a group to a completely different level, where we're talking about connection between people who turn into one image, one character, as all the people who have differences in their attributes and their mentality and their previous education and everything, they truly devote it all in order to come to a certain quality. It needs to bring them to a state which, for the sake of the unity, they don't erase or cancel themselves, but all the uniqueness there is in each and every one, positive and negative, no matter what, they direct it all in order to attaining the connection up to a state of unity. Unity is as they're integrated in each other, they're included in each other in such a way that they start to feel not each feeling I and not we, but truly something that is a one. It's a process they have to go through in a state that demands many actions along the way, with workshops between them, with the different activities they do between them, also different games, in order to start and feel what it means to be in true inclusion, where each feels everyone. And thus, each is included by everyone, by all the members of the integral group. And then they start to acquire with this a new sense, which is called an integral sense. And if through this sense, this integral sense, you look at the world outside of this group, outside the boundaries of this group, then they start to see also the world as integral. That really there's one upper force which surrounds all of nature, and all of nature is completely integral and operates on us in such a way and demands from us also behavior in accordance. And the fact that we're not like as such, the group starts to identify that the fact that we are not integral like nature, which presents itself in such a way lately, therefore we're in all sorts of problems, which all in all are called the global crisis, the integral crisis. The crisis in our attitude and our relations with the surrounding nature. It's interesting to see that also psychology around the 50s started to go into the group area and develop the theory of group therapy. It used to be individualistic therapy, then together with it also group psychology started to develop. And truly, without even understanding the integral theory and the connection between this group and the environment around, they start to see that there's a certain law, behavior, and interaction between people in a group. And there's very interesting science and theories in this. I would like to ask for someone who has not really dealt with psychology in our daily life, our being inside of groups really influence our lives. So first of all, to understand what's the importance of the group to my life in general. If you could say that the group defines my I, my role in the group is actually what builds me. It is like I'm in it like clay in the hands of the maker, of the artist. And the group makes for me everything, as I'm in it all the time. That's why we're constantly in, if I'll be thrown alone in the forest, then even if I'll even be with the animals, and the animals will be my group, and I will be like them. Meaning the group creates the form in me, the shape of who I am. And therefore the integral group, this is what it builds in me. It builds in me an integral observation at the world, which I can't explain. It is so different than what each of us is in, and each is used to see. To seeing the world becomes round, it becomes something as a one. It's like a home that's built from cards, that I can't take one little detail, I can't relate to one detail in it, one part of it individually, without breaking or constructing something in the whole system completely. That's how I feel nature. And then my decisions towards myself, towards my children, towards my family, towards my friends, spouses, relations in and every work I'm in, my decisions become completely integral, different decisions, because I already need to take into account all these connections. And at once I go through all of this. It's like I'm living with billions of details, at least thousands of details at once, and it's not difficult for me. I'm going to go and solve problems that a regular human being cannot solve. Because usually we solve one problem, all of a sudden we see another problem rises, and that's how we run from place to place. Because we don't see the connection between all these things. Because we don't see this integral connection in nature, and we don't identify this, and therefore we are constantly, especially lately, we're constantly losing. The crisis just goes and grows, and this approach in which I hear and I see how we're going to solve the problem of unemployment or something from the problems that it's clear what we need to do, seemingly. The solutions are not solutions that belong in our world, to the world of today. They just don't fit. That's why I'm talking about this for many years already, at least for the last 10 years. And it's not changing. Because people don't have the integral sense that they can grasp what I'm talking about. They think I'm talking about just some kibbutz or some socialism or something, some communes, and it's not communes and it's not anything like this. It's the feeling of all of reality as one. That is what is demanded from our development. We have come in our development throughout the thousands of years to a state in which nature is demanding of us. It's constantly, approaching us with all kinds of other things, and we felt like we want more and more. And now nature is presenting itself as round, and we don't know what this is. I look around and like a regular person, and I don't see what's going on with the world. Here it's ecology, here it's my psychology, and here it's the crisis at work. And in the market, and in each and everything. And I don't understand that it's a behavior which is of one being, one system. And I will know how to deal with this only if I will change. Only if I will also be as such, round and integral. But in order to be round and integral, I have to correct my senses, because our senses are all egotistical, they're kind of pinpointed. And then it works out that how do I make this change? How do I do an upgrade on all my senses, my approach, my observation at the world? And where do I take this this perception, this panoramic perception, even 360 degrees? How is it possible to grasp it in such a way? I have like eyes that are directed forward, ears too. It's like I'm built in an egotistical pinpoint manner, and very narrow. I have like a certain radar, and I with it can check several things that are isolated only in nature. And usually I just check one thing or another, just like with our sciences. There's physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, and all that. I divided nature into slices. That's the only way I can learn, even though we understand that it's all one. But I am not capable of doing so. And therefore, a change comes here, a demand. It's demanded from within man, so we will change, so we will become integral, and that will be our perception, a very simple, natural perception. Just like now, I look at something, I say, oh, that's red, that's like this, that's like that, that's blue, that's a table. So that I will identify in a simple, natural way all the things that are around me. And I won't need all kinds of checks and criticisms and analyses and so on. This integral sense is what will acquire for me that ability. And therefore, there is a method that has come from this. It is also called integral education. And from this system, a person also develops this sense in him. So how does it come? By actions, exercises, certain drills within a group, inside an integral group. That's the difference. Yes, so to understand this process, I would like to know, why is it important for each of us to get such a broad approach? All in all, a person needs what he needs, his point of life, and yeah, so there'll be someone he manages, and he'll be like that. Yeah, why does he have to go through such a transformation, such a change? The question is very correct, and I would say that it's also a cunning question. It's very, I mean, leave us alone. We've got managers in every field, in economy, in finances, in politics, and something else there. So they need to a certain height. They need to be understanding and feeling. Let's say the prime minister, he needs to have an integral sense. I agree with that. Even aside, even the municipality. So in order to grasp everything that's going on in their little world of the city, but I agree with that. But at home, when I go with my few friends that I have and work, what am I associated with it? That's really right on behalf of the simple person. But tell me, if the world is really round and integral, and each influences everyone, then the way you behave, even in your individualistic, small way, you need to know to that measure and to grasp in that manner the world as round. Because you include within you the whole world to the measure that you can. But you must, and to see it as linear, and to respond to it in such a way, and in every place that you're in, you have to be connected, and in each and every place, you have to be also in a suited manner to where you're going. Because in the integral system, these are analogical systems in which every part is connected to all the parts. You cannot be not integral like everyone. I didn't understand so much this imagery. You're saying that each person, no matter what circles of connections he's in his life, from the narrowest to the broadest, like the mayor or the prime minister, needs to learn how to relate in a new way to life. Yes. After those words, I didn't understand. What is this saying? How do I relate now to something that I don't have in me right now? That to the degree that I am in connection with the world, according to my profession, to the degree of my development, my importance in the society, meaning where is the range of my influence? My influence and my reception must be integral, meaning that I see the world round, in which all things are connected between them in a way of inclusion, one in the other. But the world is round also without me, no? No. You're not operating in a round way. So why don't you explain behind that word? What does it mean in a round way and in a not round way? I'll explain to you in a dramatic example. If a cell in the body doesn't operate like the whole body, not in accordance with and harmony of with the whole body, its actions of the actions of this cell brings it to a state of cancer. Okay. Why? Because the program according to which it operates is not suited for the action of the whole world, to the general program of the body. Okay, so that's the parable. What is the conclusion from that? That one cannot be beneficial to society if he's not included with the society like the whole society is. Okay. I'm trying to understand how today I'm relating to those who are around me and how tomorrow I'll relate to those who surround me if I will develop on myself that round or integral approach, as you say. So in order to do that, I'm trying to understand what don't I have today, so I need to know how to add something. We talked about this already many times, that we have come in our gradual development throughout thousands of years of development to a state in which today one needs to change. We used to always change the systems that we built. Cultural, education, science, knowledge, all kinds of things, trade and industry and so on and so forth. And we've come to a certain state, and we see that there's a crisis in all these things. We've come to a state in which we don't have what to do with what's around. And now we need to come into a change inside a person himself. What's the essence of this change? The essence of the change is that we need to be adapted to nature. What does that mean? Just as still vegetative and animate, they operate according to the instinct, and they operate instinctively according to the commandments of nature, the way that nature works, without thinking or anything. They simply maintain the rules and laws of nature, which presses them and does such things in them. Meaning, there's an inner program in them, and nature operates upon them, and now according to these inputs in their inner program, they have a certain work. They, each and every one operates this way, other than man. Other than man, man has come to a state in which nature operates on us in a very specific manner. It relates to us like to a round humanity, like to one mass. All of humanity. And we don't want to receive it in such a way, to accept it in such a way. We don't want to. We're against. Therefore, we're not reading correctly what nature is demanding of us. And it works out that we are inside a certain matrix, a program which operates in order to both us and also humankind. There's still vegetative, animate, and speaking. So also the degree of speaking needs to enter into the general harmony of nature. And we don't enter. We do not want to take into account anything. We want to use still vegetative and animals however we feel like. We don't care about anything about the general form in nature, the integral way. We can destroy and ruin everything in nature. That's an example. And the same thing with the human society and the connection between us. We are not adapted to the round nature, and the time has come for us to be equated to it. There are many studies about this, and it's being spoken about already, and it's pretty clear. The bottom line, one motif is returning itself. Today I'm not round, and I need to be round tomorrow. So I'm asking, what does it mean to be round? Round means that you need to develop within you, on your own, an approach to all of nature so it is all as one system. How is it expressed in the relationships in my life? Is there a connection or not? There is. Okay, so what is it? Also that you're accepting all human beings as if they're one family, as if they're one group. That you're dependent on everyone and everyone depends on you. And you can't relate to them in a way that, oh, this I love and this I don't, and this is like this and this is like that, and I do whatever I feel like. Rather, you need to rise above your ego, above this approach that I do want or I don't want, but rather you need to take now into account all of this plan, this general program, and to purchase it, to acquire it, so that it will start operating in you and you'll start to see the world as it is all round and is connected in all its parts. If to continue Oren's question, really, we're trying to adapt ourselves to the world, the global integral nature, but the instrument is the enter into a certain group. Yeah, this is the means. Like 10 or 20 people, and to meet with them for a couple hours a week, for a few meetings, and to go through a certain change. I don't think that's enough. Well, as a beginning, let's say. No. As a beginning, an hour a day. Yes, I think that we have come to a state, we're already behind on the times, and we're Therefore, I think we need about an hour a day to sit everyone in such groups. And if an organization doesn't have the budget to do an hour, that's already technology of it, the techniques. That's the logistics. We can work that. But an hour a day, we could talk about that 20 years ago. But today it's already different. The process of developing a certain approach, which is integral in a certain organization, it's not worthwhile to enter it if you don't have a budget for an hour a day, because then I assume the number of organizations will be able to have such a process, it'll be almost zero. Look, I don't know exactly what we're talking about. Either we're talking at the level of the laws of nature and what is demanded of us already today, that we are a little retarded in our advancement, and how we're advancing into what greater blows we're advancing to. Are you saying, no, I'm in an organization that can't, that doesn't understand, it's this and that. As much, it depends on how much this organization understands. So I'll define this situation. You're talking about implementation, and I'm talking about the optimum, not the optimum, but we are in, once again, the approach is, I identify in your approach that it's as if I'm placing conditions for you. Here it's nature. Life is placing these conditions for us. And if you keep this, it's good. And if you don't, it'll be bad for you. I'm just coming to tell you where we are. I understood. I'm asking a very technical, simple question. The model of an integral group, which we're going to go and deepen in, understand that its goal is to develop a round approach in each and every person, can only be realized if the members of the group put into this technically an hour a day? Is it not systematically or anything like that? Is this the this is what we need? Well, it could be that it's according to your ability, let's say. The fact that you don't want it at all, that's clear. But if there's no choice, you're willing to agree to some changes, of course. But the fact that there's no motivation between people, there's no values at work, ethics in work, we have to start somewhere. So what I'm trying to understand is this implementation of something so broad or change, which is so great, so global, systematic, but all in all, it happens within a small group of people with which I work, and change my attitude towards them. So, yes. So, as Oren's asking, what exactly is this change? The change of attitude between a few numbers of people will change my connection to the whole system, the whole general system? Yes. How do we do that? That's also from a lack of an integral approach, you're asking that. Because if I came to some place and bought myself glasses, I go out of that place where I checked my sight and I adapted them to myself. I already see the world in a much better way than I did before. Same thing here. I'm acquiring an integral sense, and then when I come out of the group, I look at everyone around me already with new eyes. I wanted to ask about this sense. What do you mean by sense? I know the five senses. You're saying an integral sense. What is an integral sense? It's not the integral sense is not like the five senses. It's a sense to feel the world as one system. Is this a new ability to feel? It's a new perception, a new inner program. After I am impressed from sight, hearing, and smell, taste, and tactile, the way I am impressed by what's around me, either I concentrate all these impressions and think, how will I take advantage of all these things personally for the sake of myself alone, and I don't care about anything that's happening. I will spoil and ruin Earth. I will ruin the air, the atmosphere. I will destroy the connections between human beings. I don't care what will happen on the other side of the world, and so on and so forth. I don't care what will happen. I will do wars and battles, and I don't care about anything. This is how I am willing to relate to the world according to my current approach. Do you agree? How do you call it? So I understand. There's a line and there's a circle. So a line means that all I care about is about myself, let the whole world burn. And I'm already in this program. That's my natural program right now, currently. That's what I developed in for thousands of years. As it's coming to some peak now to some apex. Yes, no one doesn't take into account anything. When I don't take account to anything other than myself, it's called a one-directional or a line approach, however you want to say it. But by being inside of an integral group, because when we talk about a group right now, this is really something else. This integral group, I acquire a sense instead of this egotistical form, how I process information through my sight, hearing, smell, taste, and tactile, how I'm impressed from the environment, from the world. I don't think of how can I take advantage of anything so it'll be good. No, I add another block, seemingly, in my thought, which this block of the program, which is assembled now in my head, what does it say? You need to take into account all the world, still vegetative, animate, and people, so that it will be good for you under the condition that it also, it'll be good for them, because you're in one integral system with them. And if you won't make such a calculation, you will cause bad to yourself. You'll cause harm. Even though you think you will do yourself good right now, it's like I'm doing damage to someone. So tomorrow it returns to me, or even earlier. I need to feel this. To feel. Just as I feel, I want for my sake. I want this, I want that, I want that. And if possible, not to pay for all these things, even nevertheless, even better. And this is where this new sense is. It's like, how can it be? It's like in a family, for example, where you calculate each and everything, how much it'll be good for my child and for my wife and for the daughter and for my son and for the grandpa and the grandma and to my parents and so on. You're making a calculation for everyone together. So we would all be around the world as one family. Something horrible. It sounds horrible for us. But there's nothing you can do about it. Here we simply need to be in a cold spirit and to understand that this change must occur. Let's see if I understood. I want to close this definition. I asked, what is an integral sense? You said it's not a sense, but it's actually an approach, yes? And today my approach is only for the sake of myself and let the whole world burn, and that's called a linear or one-way thing. Well, what do you think that's yours? It includes the family somewhat, and okay, it could be your friends or your homeland, but it's nevertheless mine, yes, within my circles, yes, for the sake of myself, only for the sake of mine, and let the rest all burn. That's the linear approach, and to develop the integral approach means for the sake of everyone, until I, as much as I can perceive what is everyone, not to your expense, but everyone together as one family. That's the approach of developing an integral system, a sense. It's not a physical sense, but rather an approach that stands inside of my program from which I perceive everything and calculate everything. Yes, it's an upgrade to your current program. You said that to be as one family is something that's pretty threatening on me, and we talk about this also in psychology, that groups have contradictory forces. No, it doesn't need to be in difficulty or for you it to be against my desires. No, rather, a person who comes to the group, he goes through different pleasant, nice, simple exercises in a pleasant, easy manner, and he starts to perceive slowly and gradually what it means to be connected to strangers, to foreign people, opposites of the person. He starts to acquire such a feeling that it's good, that there is a certain rising in the thought and ascent of our exaltedness of our thought and feeling. He rises above his body. He starts to see things. Let's say you're sitting together like that before me. And I don't know anything. In the integral approach, I see what a connection there is between you. What a connection you have, let's say, with the place where I am, with him and her, in the city. I see what's behind this whole scene, this whole scenario. Meaning it's much more. I see things in depth. I see this picture in a stereo way, into the depth and the connections really between everyone. And when I start to see this, I'm already not mistaken in my attitude towards each and everything. And then we can exit this crisis. And what are you not mistaken? How do you measure these connections to the degree of this integral sense? Maybe not sense, approach, he's right, but that's how I call it. But you said that you see the connection between us. How, what is it measured, this, the quality of this connection? Is it warm or hot, high, low? What here is the thing? I simply see this. You simply see it, yes? And it's not hot, cold, or high or low. I can give it measurements, but those measurements are already, that's already science, let's say. We'll talk about that later, how we measure this. It's measured in the degrees of ego, which above these degrees of ego, we connect between us, and how we measure this sense and raise it to a higher sensitivity. So gradually we would like to learn how to do this too. But it's very logical, like we talked here, that you can acquire new glasses or to upgrade our perception in a work in a group. And later when I go out of the group and I already have this sense and I start to see everyone truly like that, because inside of me, I already took on this change. And then my attitude towards the world and my perception of the world inside of me becomes integral. So really, in psychology, like I said, from the 50s, they start to use the group as an instrument to improve the social abilities, ways of connection. They realize that the group is kind of like a microcosmos, a laboratory of the world, or of the group, the society, where I can learn about myself and about others. And there are two different ways of thinking. Those that can make decisions and truly attain certain specific goals, let's say in organizations and workplaces. And there's a group in which it's more important. Rogers mostly spoke about this, about the group for emotional and personal development. So when we talk about an integral group, does it have a specific goal? With this instrument, will we be able to also get to certain goals in the organization to get better decisions? Well, that's clear, because we start to see more real things, more global things, the way they're connected together. In doing so, we can solve many problems. Look, I don't even know how to compare this. Just as a person between 200 years had to take on decisions compared to today. Back then, you had to be very smart, wise people that would sit between them and discuss. And today, it's some one guy with some computer guy that sits and does the calculation. That's a million times better than them, because he's taking into account all the industry and this trade and the weaponry and so on. We can't even compare. Here, we need to understand that it's whoever acquires this integral or a sense or approach today becomes the only one who takes on the right decisions. And if we don't feel this yet in small, easy situations, but we see that the whole financial system, the whole economy, and all those things are not capable of giving us any answer to the problems, but rather in them we're feeling, wherever there's connection between people and connection through money, through laws, through look at what's going on in the world, what chaos, what things. We're coming to a world that is, we can't rule it. Especially today, we're looking at the changes that are happening really quickly, that are demanding renovation, constantly renewing things. Yes, but we don't understand where it's coming from and how to approach them at all, these changes. It's a problem. And from here, many approaches and are developing. Yeah, well, they're developing today and tomorrow they're falling. So here, we need at last to... So there's all kinds of forms of integral group, or is there a certain mold that you can clothe everyone? There's one mold. All in all, it is a means in order to awaken in us and build in us this approach. And this technology is slowly developing, but it's us. As much as we acquire this approach, this sense, thus we go and more and more develop it. So I've been convinced that I want to learn this method, and I've come now, let's say, to some such workshop or initial meeting. Just like I said, in the university I've experienced some workshops of group dynamics, and what you do there is from the connections that rise and that floated up, we learned about what we each have absorbed all our lives. We could also be able to see each ourselves better, because there were all kinds of situations in this group dynamic, and they were very different. I really want to understand, is it similar to what I will have in this integral group? Is it different? And what exactly is the difference between what we know as group work today and the work in the integral group, which sounds like it's taking us to a completely different place? The main thing here is the principles which the participants in the integral group must carry out. The principles are pretty simple, and they're clear and understood to each and every person. Because here we are in an action that is really quite different. The principles are as such that I, first of all, feel myself as the smallest in the circle. The circle is usually 10 people. There could be both men and women. Sometimes it's worthwhile to divide them according to their sexes. It could also be according to ages. It depends on what exercises we're doing. It could be young people or adults. It could be people that are similar or not similar according to their level of development or their education, and so on. So first of all, as we talk about the integral approach, the approach is I need to be included in the whole world, like a cell in the body, which must know what's going on in the whole body, and then it can use what she has correctly, what it has correctly, in order for the whole body to be healthy. We know this from the biological systems. This is how it happens. We also know this from all the different groups of animals or birds. They have that naturally. And therefore, first of all, I need, in order to be integrated in everyone, to lower myself, my reason, to zero. It's an exercise. It's not that I'm going to be like that all my whole life, but first of all, I lower myself. I don't know, don't understand, don't feel, don't think. Truly zero, zero. I want to be like a fetus which is developing within a womb, as the womb is that group. And there are many such exercises which I'm not going to detail here, but this is actually this approach, the one. The opposite exercise is that I'm the greatest of them all. And then in my grandeur, I understand, I feel, I control everyone. in a nice way, for the sake of everyone, for the benefit of everyone, and then I talk and convince and bring my opinion, and in doing so I kind of swallow everyone inside of me. So like everyone's inside of me, like the womb, and I'm like the mother of everyone. Meaning two such contradictory exercises. And then later, after each executes such exercises, and maybe several exercises, and for this we need several gatherings, several meetings, after we have a certain adaptation of feeling like we got used to a certain such state of moving, that we move to a middle state where I'm not greater than everyone, I'm not smaller than everyone, but we're equals, because connection can only occur between equals. So how are we equals? We truly try to be all, not more and not less. That's the most difficult. Meaning I hear everyone at once. As I hear, I accept their opinions, and I try to absorb their opinion as mine. And when I come to, when it comes to my turn, I tell them about my opinion. Also, they all receive it also. Meaning everyone is included from everyone. After this, at the time where we're included from each other, integrated from each other, we want to feel, get to that feeling that it's we, together. We've come to some feeling that it is we, that is us, as we are holding each other in our hands, as if we're embracing. It's like an exercise, like we truly are taking our hearts out. We are peeling our the peels off of our from our hearts, and in this naked, peeled heart, I want to have contact and touch upon everyone. And such feelings. That sounds very scary. Scary. So you're afraid. So what? What, to peel my heart? Naked? Yes, yes. The heart. Usually the first stage is when a person enters into a group, he's really protected to not get hurt. Well, I'm talking about a long number of exercises. These are just the essences, the essential points. And later we come to a state in which we come to the definition of one, the concept of one. One is as we start to feel from most of the exercises that we are feeling each other in our senses, in our feelings, and understand each other in our minds like one. Truly disappearing, we lose our personal sense and we acquired the general sense. All in all, it's a sum, it's integral. Again, what disappears and what appears? My sense of I disappears, of how I feel and think. We came closer to a sense, a common sense, a shared sense, which is we together. And from we together, we come to a feeling of one. One is that I'm not feeling that I am connected to others, but rather they are me. Meaning that all in all, there is one. This is already an integral sense. What we do in different exercises of different types, they build a certain group dynamics to understand each other better, but they build it in an external manner. I build in me systems in order to understand everyone, in order to be in connection with everyone. Politicians really need this. In general, people who work with public really need this. But this does not change my egotistical approach. I do this in order to benefit, to profit, in order to use them. Here we're coming into an approach, but it becomes one. And how does this help me with all the problems that I got? Wait. Why do you jump right away to the usage of it? To this cheap use that you have in life? Look at what you're coming to in life. The main thing is to come to this sense. Later, there's no problem using it. When I have come to the sense in which I feel nature as one mechanism, as one inclusive thing, I start to feel that I'm perceiving in a true way what's going on around me. What happens onwards is only in practice. I have no problem with that because I understand exactly correctly what's happening around me. It's not like I'm a baby that something's happening and he doesn't exactly know, but he responds in some way, but he's always erring. It just sounds so good and ideal that I would like to explain to a person the very first states to have some kind of approach with it. And later we don't explain it all stuff. No, we teach people only until they acquire the integral sense. After that, they already know what to do with it. Just as we're born in this world, and we start to use this individualistic sense of ours. So now it's a new world. Many times I hear people who come to workshops or to groups, and they immediately ask, prove it to me that it's possible. I want to see an example that maybe there are groups like AA or Alcoholics Anonymous or other things like that, and I'm showing you how I've been through this, and I'm going to show you how to go through this. Will we be able to give this some kind of example? Is there an instructor who went through this process already and he'll pass it to me? Will I be able to see an example behind my eyes, and how will you see it? I don't know, that's why I'm asking you. After my explanation, tell me, how can you see that he's been through something and acquired something new? Maybe in his attitude, his sensitivity. There's many people that can make themselves like that. They have a nice attitude towards others. Yes. And actually, it could be really not such a good attitude because he's relating integrally. It's not that he's forgiving everyone. He's relating like a father to his children. That there is here some the degree of judgment and also the degree of mercy. So it's not necessarily what I'm expecting. It could be something totally different. I don't know what you're expecting. Simply, there is a new sense here, and a person from seeing nature in a real, correct manner, into that form, he also relates to it correctly. You're always saying that he sees nature and feels nature. What is he, going to the sea or getting up in the morning to see the sunrise? Is he traveling on the mountaintops? Nature is all that surrounds me. Let's say today we put in the TV thing. We have fluorescent lights, cups, a nice fireplace, many books, photographers. Is this nature? No. That's not nature. So we have to go to the... No, this is a theater. This is all artificial. Look, nature is called still vegetative, animate, and people, which all in all exist upon Earth, although you're getting a feeling like it's the whole universe, which is also one included mechanism. When you talk about all of nature, you said one component, one feeling of all of nature. So is this something that we can experience in the city? And where do we feel this nature? We don't have nature anywhere. That's why I asked. Are me and you right now in nature? If you're asking me right now how I feel myself as being in an integral, general system that our whole world, I feel it. I feel it. How it all breathes. And still, vegetative, animate, and people, how they're all moving towards what, why, from where it's coming, how it could be for their benefit or not, and so on. Meaning, when you say to feel nature, it's not necessarily that I have to travel somewhere in nature. No, that's a different concept of nature. We're also in nature. So this, right now, where I am right now, touching on this table, am I in nature? My notebook, is it nature? My pen is nature? My cup, is it nature? Tile is nature? Are you nature for me? No. Okay, so what is it to feel all of nature? Nature is called what I feel all in all. That universe, earth, city, family, everything, all of this in which I exist. All that's outside of me, is that called nature? Yes. Yes, my words from two sentences ago. Exactly. That all that's outside of me is nature. Meaning wherever I live, without changing anything, without going to the Alps or to some cave in the north, wherever I am and no matter where it is on earth and no matter what's around me, if it's urban or natural or industrial, all around me, that you calling that nature, like a certain big sphere in which I exist. Yes. Okay, I thought we have to do something artificial. Nothing. We don't need to. But nevertheless, there's a certain need to understand how it connects to our daily life. I'm also part of this. Only I have a certain expert system inside of me that I want to learn who I am, what I am, and where I am. And this approach is an approach towards nature. I'm part of nature. Where do I come from? Yes, I've developed from the dinosaurs up to here. Or as the Ari writes, from the ape. What are the signs in my life that as I observe this change, this treatment, like some need for an integral change? If you do not want to err in all that you exist in, it's worthwhile for you to gradually make a change in your perception of the world. Because we see that today we are all in a certain descent, deterioration, confusion in all that exists, in a despair, in a misunderstanding of what's even happening today, nevertheless what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't even think about tomorrow because there's nothing to think about it and there's no one to ask. If you want to broaden your horizons and understand how the world is going, you see, oh, this is what we've been through the last so many years. So in such a way the world is moving. It's like you're opening your eyes all of a sudden. You see the things that are changing and in what way and why. You have an inner perception, an inner wisdom that you're perceiving these things, you becoming an understanding person, a feeling person who can operate and in such a way that will not make mistakes and errors. And today we're simply like blind people. How will this help me in my close relationships? In everything. It'll help you in everything. You will see, because you're not operating in your closed systems. Your closed systems are also connected to all of reality. I want to get married and to bring children and to change my workplace and maybe my residence and to relate to these people this way and those people. All the systems and my whole approach towards everything that's in my life and where I'm going and what am I doing, I can't without seeing this whole inclusion, this whole mechanism, because the integral system demands that I will be within it, inside. And if not, then it'll be like the rest of the world, just error, just mistaken, and that's it. So see, billions of people are crying because of unemployment, lack of education for their children, lack of health, lacks and lacks and lacks. Usually people go to such groups because it gives them tools, social tools, tools. It's only in order to mitigate, to sweeten their state, but they themselves are not changing. They're not changing. A little bit of together, so there's a certain matter of an inclination for like communes and such things. You know, there are such trends. That too will soon fall. They will not discover in this any true correction. Also, something else that happens in these groups is a certain work on patterns, old patterns. It's something that happens. So here too, I will come and be able to change all kinds of broken patterns and perceptions that are bad. A certain new observation, like you said, that will serve me better. Meaning, I'm trying to simply understand how in such an integral system connects to my basic needs, because nature and the global system isn't necessarily something that I feel it close to me. You will start to feel it now, because you're not in it, in there yet, but you will start to feel how the world breathes, because everything is in dynamics. Another question, something that happens in these groups is that as I'm with other people, it helps me in all sorts of ways. I imitate them. When I see someone else going through a process, it helps me also go through this process. Yes. How, by being in this group, will really help us all go through this change? Because I understood that I won't be able to become integral alone. No, never. There needs to be a group, and the main thing is an instructor or several instructors that put you through all these exercises. It's only through these exercises. We talk about these exercises previously, before it, and after we talk about it and discuss them. It's a certain self-study in the end. It is self-study? What do you mean by self-study? I mean, it's not something that you could do at home through the internet. No. It has to be only in a physical group, only in a physical group, and with true mutual influence, those members of the group, in a process which an instructor puts them through. We're coming close to the end. Our time is running out. We'll probably continue this next discussion. In summary, I would like to ask like this. If I want to take one sentence to think about this whole discussion that we did here, what is a round approach towards life? A round approach to life is called that we take into account, according to our feelings, the whole world, all that occurs, in all the details which build for us the picture, the form of the world. That's called a round world, an unlimited approach. You can replace round with unlimited. That I replace everything and with what it is, because I myself am built in accordance. So I absorb it in such a way, perceive it in such a way, and there, in accordance, I do not err. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Our time is over. We have no choice. We'll have to continue talking about this. Thank you, Tal. Thank you, too, for being with us. Unlimited, a new form, new life. All the best.